Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today, and thank you so much for listening. Justice appears to be moving swiftly in Cincinnati, Ohio. On Wednesday, a Hamilton County grand jury indicted University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing in the death of 43-year-old Sam DeBose. Tensing shot and killed DeBose during a traffic stop back on July 19th. After DeBose was pulled over for failure to properly display a license plate on the front of his car. Now, this is the first time a Cincinnati police officer has ever been charged in connection with the use of force, let alone murder.
Where do you say that? Down here?
Right around the corner.
Okay. Well, until I can figure out if you have a license or not, go ahead and take your seatbelt off for me.
I didn't even do nothing. What are you?
Go ahead and take your seatbelt off. Stop!
That's the sound of the altercation captured by the body camera worn by Officer Tensing, and you can hear the gunshot there. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieter said in a news conference yesterday that after reviewing the footage, this was, without question, a murder.
I think he lost his temper. And when you see this, you will not believe how quickly he pulls his gun and shoots him in the head. It's maybe a second.
Lost temper and lost life in yet another deeply troubling instance of police violence against African Americans this year. Now, Tensing, who is white, claimed he had been dragged by the vehicle and had to fire his weapon, and other officers helped to back up that claim. But Prosecutor Dieters dismissed those claims on Wednesday, saying that he had only fallen backward after firing the deadly shot. Sam DeBose's sister, Tarina, spoke to reporters yesterday.
If it were not for that video camera, Sam would be no different than all the other incidents, because the second officer was ready to corroborate every lie that the first officer said in the report. So I just want to be very clear that we feel for a lot of families out there. That man shot my brother dead. This would be the same if it were not for that video camera.
Wendell Young is a Cincinnati City Council member. Councilman Young also retired from the Cincinnati Police Department with the rank of sergeant after serving 25 years in the force. Now, he's witnessed Cincinnati's transformation as a city leading in police reforms, but there's still a long way to go.
Cincinnati has been a model and hopefully will continue to be one. We didn't get to this place easily, and I don't want to paint the picture that we have a police community relations utopia in Cincinnati. We still have some issues, but we're a far better police department and a far better city than we used to be. And this particular incident, in my opinion, at least to date, sort of shows just how far we've come. If this had happened several years ago, I shudder to think what the public outcry would have been and what perhaps other things may have occurred. But today, what we've seen are peaceful demonstrations, people calling for justice. I think people applauding the prosecutor, who many of us have issues with, but applauding him this time for doing what we believe is the right thing. I think in addition to that, we enjoy a police chief in Cincinnati, a man named Jeffrey Blackwell, who is extremely visible in the community. He's out and about almost every day. He's everywhere all the time. And I think that the things he does make him a good ambassador and by extension builds a lot of goodwill for the officers in the Cincinnati Police Department. But we do enjoy a good reputation here, but it's something we work at every day. It's something we pray about every night.
Now, we're going to draw a line between the University of Cincinnati Police Department and the City of Cincinnati Police. At the same time, those university police carry guns, they have badges, and they're sworn officers, so they're clearly cops. There have been calls in your city to disband that system and have your old department patrol the university. Other universities do this, too. It's not unique to Cincinnati. Why does that matter? Is effectively a university cop the same in terms of his training, his or her training, and what a city cop would be, or should they be?
I can't speak to the exact amount of training that University of Cincinnati police officers get. What I will tell you is that the Ohio Police Officer Training Academy, which we call OPATA here in Ohio, is responsible for the commissioning of all police officers. The University of Cincinnati police officers are commissioned by OPATA. So they are, by definition, police officers in every sense of the word. What a lot of people don't know is that they have authority off the campus. And I think that adds to some confusion. Joe Dieters, our prosecutor, put forth yesterday the notion that perhaps the University of Cincinnati Police Department should be disbanded and the Cincinnati Police Department should take over those duties of patrolling the campus. I'm not sure that I think that's a good idea. I think it's pretty much a knee-jerk reaction, but it feels like kind of throwing out the baby with the bathwater. I think the more responsible thing to do is to really do a top-to-bottom review of what the University of Cincinnati Police Department looks like in terms of its training, its professionalism, and so forth, and determine whether that department can be maintained and simply improved, even with greater cooperation from the Cincinnati Police Department. But Santa Ono, the president of the University of Cincinnati, said yesterday, and I agree, policing in an urban environment and policing on a university campus are different. Before I became a Cincinnati police officer, I was a police officer in the United States Air Force. And policing there was different than what I found when I became a Cincinnati police officer. And so different things need to occur. Different mindsets need to happen. So I believe that it's better to just increase the cooperation between the two, buttress the University of Cincinnati as best we can, do the top-down review. We also have a collaborative agreement here in Cincinnati that the University of Cincinnati has agreed to incorporate into the way it does things. And one of the things that would offer is that in Cincinnati, when we have a major incident like that, within 24 hours, we're releasing as much information as possible. The university had to wait 48 hours before they would release anything. And we have learned over the years that the longer you wait to tell the public what's going on, the more damage you do to your relationship. Mm-hmm. So there are some things I think that the University of Cincinnati can learn from the Cincinnati experience. But I'm not certain that disbanding the University of Cincinnati Police Department is the way to go.
And at the same time, it's clear that the one part of the national debate which has transcended a lot of these different incidents, body cameras, has made an enormous difference there on the campus and in the city of Cincinnati. Ray Tensing has been charged with murder. Wendell Young is a Cincinnati city councilman and a 25-year veteran of the Cincinnati Police Department. Thanks again, Councilman.
Thank you.